first documented in the 1750s and called a shaddock until the 19th century. I'm willing to bet that there's a lot that you don't know about the sordid past of grapefruits. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and today we're looking into a brief history of grapefruit. Grapefruit is not a naturally occurring fruit. It's actually a cross between the sweet orange and the pomelo. These two fruits were introduced to Barbados from Asia in the 17th century and soon found their way into each other's arms. Excuse me. This unholy union created what was known for years as the forbidden fruit, and then later as shaddock, another name for pomelo, which the grapefruit was confused for a long time, and finally in the 19th century as grapefruit. This last name stuck because of the way the grapefruits grow in clusters like grapes. It is commonly believed that this orange pomelo crossbreed came to be by accident. It wasn't some crazy botanist trying to create the sourest fruit in the world. It was just two citrus trees letting their pollen blow in the wind who happened to make something new. Even though grapefruit wasn't originally the product of some deranged mind, over the years it has seen its fair share of Dr. Frankenstein moments, like when radiation was used to trigger genetic mutations resulting in new varieties like the ruby red. These Hulk-like grapefruits didn't lose their pigmentation over time, rather they stayed bright red and they were plumper and juicier than natural varieties. There was also the time that bud sticks were blasted by thermal neutrons to create the Rio Red variety. It was in 1823 that the grapefruit was first introduced to Florida by a man named Count Odette Philippe. Philippe was the first permanent non-native settler in what is now known as Safety Harbor, Florida. Along with grapefruit and other citrus varieties, Philippe also introduced cigar making to the region. In 1906, the first pink grapefruit was discovered at Atwood Grove, which at the time was the largest grapefruit grove in the world, producing over 80,000 boxes of grapefruit a year. This pink grapefruit would come to be known as one of the most popular varieties of grapefruit in the world. Now, whether you love it or hate it, grapefruit has a pretty interesting past. It is also said to be really good for you, as it is high in nutrients and low in calories, may help boost your immune system — I should probably eat a grapefruit — can help with weight loss and myriad other things. Not bad for something that just kind of appeared one day out of the blue. I'm Chef Ben. I'm a very sick Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, and today we've been looking into a brief history of grapefruits. As always, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly. You can like, subscribe, rate, and comment on this post. You could even share it with friends if you wanted. Thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate it. I apologize for my voice and my disgusting coughing and throat clearing. And if you happen to be in the Wolfville region of Nova Scotia this weekend, I will be at the Devour Chowder Smackdown on Friday night, making chowder. You guessed it. Last year I won People's Choice, so I'm going in just hoping I don't mess it up. I hope that you all have a fantastic Thursday is today, and I will see you tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. I'll see you tomorrow for another fantastic episode of Food in 5. Have a great day, everybody. I'll see you soon.